and followed the pebbles, which shone like newly coined silver pieces, and showed them the way. They walked the whole night long, and by break of day came once more to their father's house. They knocked at the door, and when the woman opened it and saw that it was Hansel and Gretel, she said, "You naughty children! Why have you slept so long in the forest? We thought you were never coming back at all." The father, however, rejoiced, for it had cut him to the heart to leave them behind alone. Not long afterwards, there was once more great dearth throughout the land, and the children heard their mother saying at night to their father, "Everything is eaten again. We have one half loaf left, and that is the end. The children must go. We will take them farther into the wood so they will not find their way out again. There is no other means of saving ourselves." The man's heart was heavy, and he thought it would be better for you to share the last mouthful with your children. The woman, however, would listen to nothing that he had to say, but scolded and reproached him. "He who says A must say B, likewise, and as he had yielded the first time, he had to do so a second time also." The children, however, were still awake and had heard the conversation.